Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to share with you a letter to the editor. Letter to the editor that was in the Scranton Times, written by a guy from Oliphant. And it's a letter that that some people have taken offense with, and more about that in a minute. But let me read you the letter. Editor. The November 2nd Times Tribune included a photo of 12 Republican women of Lackawanna County on page A2. They were smiling, but I doubt they're smiling now since their candidates locally and nationally did poorly in the November 6th election. The Republican Party has become a party of white people, a racist, anti-First Amendment party. It helps spread lies and conspiracy theories generated by Fox News, Alex Jones, and the alt-right. Fox is the favorite of President Trump and his base, which is not the majority of Americans. He is supposed to represent all Americans, not just the 46% of voters who supported him. Hillary Clinton received 48.5% of the national vote. Trumpism has enabled the likes of former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke, neo-Nazis, white nationalists, and right-wing extremists to gain a foothold. They believe they are sanctioned by the president, who spreads hatred, racism, dislike for women, especially those of color, that he insults on a regular basis. He also spreads lies about immigrants trying to come to this country. On Facebook, Lackawanna County Commissioner Laureen Cummings recently called Jim Acosta, White House reporter for CNN, a scumbag. Well, I wonder what she thinks of Trump, a misogynist. She willingly overlooks his hatred, belittling of women in many ways, and is outright lying more than 5,000 documented times since he has taken office. Trump also has proclaimed that he is a nationalist. Patriotism is not equated with nationalism. Evangelicals praise and love Trump, only they know why in their so-called Christian hearts. By the way, what church does Trump attend? Trump is a disgrace to our country. Certain elements of society think he runs this country like a reality television show, and they love it. He is not running this country. He is ruining it. That letter was sent to me by Laureen Cummings, the commissioner who was named in that letter. She's not too happy with it, and she's on the phone right now. Laureen, that's a brutal letter.
Yes, it was unnecessary, and I don't believe that a women's group should have been brought into that letter whatsoever. I don't believe that they should have been targeted. They've done nothing to deserve that kind of nastiness.
Now, and you were named, and you have a response to that, you said.
I do. I have a letter that I'm writing to the editor, and I'm not sure if you have the time to let me read the whole letter, but I would if you would allow me that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, dear editors, as chairwoman of the Marjorie Scranton Council of Republican Women 20-Year Anniversary Committee and a conservative Christian Republican who was the first woman elected as commissioner in Lackawanna County, I felt personally compelled to respond to a recent letter to the editor sent to you by an individual identified as Mike Pittich from Oliphant. Mr. Pittich's comments were so angry and hateful that I will not extend to him the privilege of referring to the remarks specifically. While the remarks expressed anger and hatred towards me personally, more importantly, these remarks expressed anger and hatred toward women. Not just any women, however, but Republican women. Mr. Pittich chose to express his hateful comments toward women in our area who are members of the Marjorie Scranton Council of Republican Women. This is a group that I have had the privilege of previously leading as president for 4 years, and it is a group that is dedicated to spending countless hours raising funds and providing for scholarships to young Republican women who seek to further their education. Indeed, the only logic that can be discerned from Mr. Pittich's comments is based on the fact that the women in the picture in the newspaper celebrating a 20-year anniversary were racist and bigots, all because they were smiling. The article raises a number of questions which I direct towards Mr. Pittich. Do you, Mr. Pittich, feel better about yourself because you attacked a group of women that dedicate much time, talent, and treasure to advance the education of young Republican women in our area? Do you feel better that you were able to express hatred and anger not only to a women's group, but to the parents and recipients of scholarships that are provided by our group? Did it make you feel happy about yourself to tag me with the labels such as bigot and racist simply because I am the first female commissioner in Lackawanna County? Are you now proud of yourself because you were able to use the local newspaper to attempt to bully, threaten, disparage, and humiliate women simply for being Republicans? Do you beat your chest knowing that the rampage expressed in your letter was publicized? And most importantly, do you feel more like a man after being expressed such hatred and animosity? I hope the public compares the smiling faces of the dedicated women of the Marjorie Scranton Council of Republican Women celebrating a 20-year anniversary to the anger and hostility expressed in your letter. If they do, they will obviously conclude that misogyny, bias, hatred, bigotry, and anger does exist in our area. It exists, however, at the insistence of individuals like Mr. Pettich from Oliphant, Pennsylvania. Signed, Lorraine A. Cummings.
Now, Lorraine, it would seem to me just on reading his letter that basically this is a guy that hates Trump, and anybody that's linked to Trump, even by being a Republican, has got to be just so wrong. I mean, don't you see that too?
I do see that. But he was triggered by a picture of 12 Republican women celebrating a 20-year anniversary, and women who I'm sure he knows none of them, knows nothing about our group and what we do and the accomplishments we've made over the past 20 years.
Now, I got to ask you, when you contacted me and said you want to respond to this, were the women in the picture, were they offended? Did they call you and say that they were hurt, their feelings were hurt? You're outraged. You were named in it, but I'm concerned about those women as well.
Well, as Lackawanna County Commissioner, I expect to be, that this is just normal, par for the course around here. But to target a group of women that have worked and dedicated so much of their time to help other young Republican women further their education, things that he doesn't even know what we do. I'm sure he does not know anything about Marjorie Scranton Council of Republican Women, how they were founded, who founded them, or anything else for that matter. And yes, there were some women in our group that were extremely offended by it. And, you know, I'm not speaking for them. I'm just speaking for myself as a member of that group. And I feel it was completely irresponsible for that to be allowed in that article, for him to even consider talking about women that are Republicans just based on that fact. And it apparently didn't make him happy that we were smiling. I'm not sure what that was about, but it was just unnecessary. I don't understand why he had to write anything about a women's group that does nothing but good for the community.
Well, I want to thank you for your service to the community, and I thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear your response to that.
Thank you for allowing me the time. I greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Lorraine Cummings, Republican, woman, commissioner, Lackawanna County.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.